Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brandon Woodruff. Welcome to the Small Business Podcast, where every week I interview a different small business owner and ask them questions that matter, questions that when they answer, you can take those answers and find ways to make it apply to your business. The goal is to make us all as small business owners better and help us to have more success in our companies and in what we are trying to get out to the world. On today's episode, I had Mike Dola. Mike is the founder and CEO at Stronger You Nutrition, which is a company I'm a huge fan of, and I've learned a lot from Mike personally, just following him on social media and chatting with him a few times over the past few years. I think you're really going to enjoy this, especially the way he goes about marketing. I think is pretty refreshing, honestly. So I think you'll like that. Just a quick plug before we jump into it. My businesses, I'm an online fitness coach. So if you're somebody who is struggling with knowing what to do, with being consistent with doing it, or with trying to kind of what you've been doing is stalled out and you need to take the next step, just shoot me a text, 251-635-8055, or check out my website, woodrufffitness.com, and just click on the Get Started Now button. Either one of those will connect you with me, and we can have a little chat and see how I could best help you. Also, I have a used furniture company just called Kansas City Used Furniture. You can find that on Facebook or Instagram if you want to follow along with what I'm posting there. Hopefully you enjoy this episode. Let me know what you think. All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Small Business Podcast. I have today with me Mike Dola. So I'm just going to pass it over to Mike. Why don't you just kind of share with this man who you are, what your company is, what you guys do?
What's up, Brandon? What's up, everybody? My name is Mike Dola. I'm founder and CEO of Stronger You Nutrition. We're an online nutrition coaching company that really just wants to change the way the world looks at food. About 5 years old. Helped tens of thousands of people in 50 countries, and I have a blast doing it every day.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool. And I mean, I think I've shared this with you before, but just watching the stuff that you put out, like, always inspires me to be better, especially when it comes, and we'll talk about this, but especially when it comes to the, just talking to people piece of things, you know what I mean? Because like you were one of the, I'll save that for later. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. but so tell us a little bit about kind of what you did before you started this company. Like what was your profession before?
Yeah, so I like to call myself now, I'll own this title. I was like career underachiever. Did well in high school, didn't know what I wanted to do with life, went to local community college, graduated from that, worked in banking for many years, went back to school, finished my degree online for human resource management. And then I worked in HR for about 5 years. And I got into the fitness stuff because it was a hobby of mine. I started a small garage gym. That didn't really work out because, you know, it was a cold little garage in New York. And I was still working full time, so I didn't have much time to dedicate to it. So I did what I thought I was better at, which was the nutrition stuff and being on the internet. And it's funny, I joke about that, but for probably 20 years now, I've been interacting with people online in some capacity, whether it's forums, Facebook, Instagram, old web chat stuff. So I kind of got a feel for how to communicate online for, you know, almost two decades now, which is kind of sad because we're getting older and I don't particularly like that. I want to be young again.
Oh, I understand, man. How old are you?
37.
Yeah.
I have more gray chin hairs than I want.
Yeah. I'm 31 and I'm already getting them. My wife points out like more every, cool, man. So that's awesome. So that's interesting to me that you, like when you got into the fitness thing, it was the garage gym. That's obviously completely different than what you're doing now. So did you just, what kind of made you decide like, this isn't it? Like just because you enjoyed the nutrition piece more?
So yeah, it was a combination of things. I went towards what I think I was better at, what I think more people could benefit from. Because even if I got really busy in a garage gym, I wasn't going to impact that many people. I definitely wasn't going to be able to create any jobs, which is another, you know, when I think of like, in terms of like business success, it's not revenue and money and things like that. It's like how many other people could do a cool job?
Yeah.
That's what I like to see. So yeah, the garage gym thing, nobody really cared to come. I couldn't really focus on it. I wasn't really that great at it. And I was able to dedicate a lot more time because I could function on the internet with Stronger You Nutrition.
Yeah. Cool.
So far, so good. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes. So that kind of wraps up the beginning part. You just kind of like sharing about you. I want to kind of get into some of the nuts and bolts now of like the practical stuff. So let's start off with just who would you say is kind of like your target audience? Who are you like marketing to out there trying to get to sign up with you?
Yeah. So I know, in business, everyone says like, you have to niche down, you have to find like a very dedicated type of person and go after them. Mm-hmm. But we're very lucky because we're in an industry that is one of the biggest industries in the world. And almost every single person we cross paths with can benefit from our service.
Yeah.
Primarily though, if I was going to say who our target is, it's most people that want to lose some fat.
Yeah.
Most of these people have done many different diets in the past, and we like to be the last stop. We want to teach them. We want to show them habits. We want to, clear all the BS and the nonsense in the industry and just have them, be in a nice little cozy, happy nutrition space.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I was so overwhelmed when I first got into like, because I did the coaching thing part-time for like 2 years before I like made the jump into, doing full-time self-employment. So like, it was pretty relaxed at that time. I was like, all right, like I can kind of like whoever engages with my content, we'll talk about it. And then like, as we get to know each other more, eventually those people sign on. And so I get more clients, and I wasn't really like targeting anybody in particular. I was just putting it out there. But then when I went full-time, I was like, all right, I've got time to dive in. Like, I got to find my target niche. Like, it's going to be, 30-year-old, Star Wars fans who, I was just trying to find like this crazy, like defined thing. But what I realized, there were just two kind of schools of thoughts. Some people said like, you got to find it. Other people were just like, just coach anybody and like find that later. You know what I mean? So I guess I've more fallen into that second one for now.
Yeah. And I'm biased because that's what's worked for us. I see a lot of people niche down way too specifically. And I think they miss out on people.
Yeah.
And I always wonder if, someone from the outside of their niche came to them and said, hey, I want to use your services. What are they going to do? And then what if that person refers 20 people?
Yeah.
And now their niche is completely eliminated and there's something different.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought too. I thought, in my garage gym, I would just coach a bunch of athletes. And it's like, no, that's not who needs help.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So let's get into kind of the marketing piece. So if your target audience, you're obviously, like you said, like you're open to pretty much anybody, but if you had to pick, it would probably be somebody who wants to lose some amount of body fat. But so like, what are you doing? Like what are some of your main marketing tactics to like get in front of those people and help them like know about Stronger You?
So it's funny, and I hope it's okay to plug something
of course,
quick, but I'm big in like the guerrilla marketing, right? Mm-hmm. Not marketing like traditionally like billboards and commercials and radio spots and stuff like that. I like to get our stuff in front of people in a playful way. And I was fortunate enough to be asked by Jonathan Goodman to contribute to his new book on how to get clients.
That's so cool.
I'm not exactly sure when it's coming out, but it is very soon. So I'm big on the guerrilla marketing. Like I have a laptop sticker that says, hi, I'm Mike, ask me nutrition questions.
Yeah.
And even if you're shy, go to strongeryou.com.
Yeah.
So, people see me in a coffee shop. They're like, I don't want to talk to this guy. They go to the website. They see what's going on. They see what our members are saying, which to me is one of my biggest tips for marketing is like, see how you can encourage and get your word out there through the people who are using your service, whether that's referral programs, maybe that's giveaways. Like we've given away multiple vacations to people just for doing like referral pushes. We're like, hey, go share our stuff and we'll pick someone at random.
Yeah.
We have coffee mugs. We have, we'll do seminars and we'll make sure to take pictures and tag people so it spreads. I'll give advice in groups. I'm probably giving you way more than you expected.
No, man, honestly,
I'm talking a lot more.
No, but I want you to. So
I think of it like this. There's, and again, we are fortunate because we're in a business that's extremely popular and everyone wants to get better with food.
Yeah.
So if we get in front of the right person, it's an easier sell for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is if you can if you can get some kind of exposure some way and you don't have to pay dollars for it, you can just put that money into other things like the business, the team, the members, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it just, I mean, it's tough because sometimes I feel like it's just, you know, I think every success story has a little bit of luck. Yeah. And our luck is that people love our product and they want to tell everyone about it because they want people they care about to feel as good as them.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
We're very lucky with that. So thank you, members. I'm going to share this with you and I hope you listen.
Yeah. Sure,
I love it.
Great. I mean, because honestly, like one of the main reasons, I mean, I love what you're doing as a business, obviously, but like one thing that I wanted to be, one of the main reasons I wanted to get you on here was for that piece, like, because I knew, like you say different things than what the majority of people that I see do when it comes to like marketing. You know, most people are like, run Facebook ads, your targeted audience, you know, do all these kind of things. And I'm not saying that those things you shouldn't do. I'm just saying like, I would not be in a place at all to like speak to what is successful marketing versus what isn't, because I'm still learning. Yeah. And one of the reasons I'm doing this podcast is to learn. So, but I think that's cool, man. I mean, the laptop sticker, I mean, so you mentioned referrals. Do you guys have any kind of like specific, once somebody's seen this much success, we ask them to refer somebody, anything like that, or is it more organic?
Yes. So we say like, if you get 5 referrals, you get a free 12-week session.
Okay.
So, most, you know, it's interesting because we have done a few Facebook ads now, but we've spent probably less than $2,000 in 5 years on stuff like that.
Nice.
So, our people just tell all their friends and, you know, if they get a session out of it, it's a net win for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So still kind of under the marketing piece here, but more specific to like putting out content and things like that. You know, it's a big thing like with like Gary V and stuff like that right now, you know, crank out like 100 pieces of content a day or whatever. And I'm a huge fan of like the stuff that guy says. And a lot of what he says has said is like really benefited my business. But sometimes I know that for some people that gets pretty overwhelming. What does content look like for you guys? Is it like, do you just kind of like share like how you put stuff out there to the world via like social media, email, whatever it is you do?
Yes. So we have an email list where we'll email, you know, a couple times a week, maybe some blogs. I post a lot all over the place on the internet. We have an Instagram page at Stronger You that we'll post like member quotes, member success, some tips, tricks, all that fun stuff. But that's pretty much like when we think of content, we think of what will help someone and what might drive them to knowing what our business is all about.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, I see people talking about how Adele lost weight and she's being shamed for it. So I'm like, wow, there's a piece of content now. I can talk about this situation that relates to people where I can, you know, share an opinion, but inform, maybe make a joke, put some personality into it. Yeah. And then it just kind of snowballs. So I think maybe I'm partly crazy because everywhere I look, like, you know how they say comedians like think in jokes?
Yeah.
I think in how does this thing relate to nutrition and how can that help somebody?
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I don't know. I just try to throw stuff out there and I don't, you know, Gary Vee and those guys, they're great, but I think they encourage people to put out really crappy content just for the sake of putting something out.
Hopefully and it's like catches on fire.
It's like, you know, your parents say like, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Well, if you don't have good content to put out, don't put out anything at all.
Yeah.
And that's just because you put something out doesn't mean it was worth it.
Yeah.
You might be able to do something else with that time, like do your job and talk to your members.
So,
you know,
for sure. yeah, absolutely. I would say with Gary V's thing, like, for me, I kind of like the way I've used that and still learning it. But the way I've used that is to at first put out a ton of stuff, see what people really like and what seems to like catch, and then really kind of focus on that while trying other things little by little. That's been sort of my strategy. And I find for me, people really like, I do a lot of like the just like live Q&As. I do like longer form like blog posts on certain topics, things like that. And that seems to go pretty well. I mean, are you pretty much the content creator? Like,
So I'm one of them. We have Tanner Bays, who's our director of content, who kind of manages that whole thing. but I'll like, you know, him and I will always like talk and be like, hey, what do we want to put out? What do we do over here? Does any coach want to write about this thing? Mm-hmm. We take like member spotlights, so we share their success and stuff like that too.
Cool. That's awesome. And then are there any last thing on the content? Are there any, I know you're on Facebook, obviously, like what other like social medias or focuses for you?
So I pretty much just mess around on Facebook and Instagram. Okay. I know everyone's like, get on Snapchat, go on TikTok, do all this. And I'm like, how much time do you have? Mm-hmm. And where is, you know, where's the best time spent? Cool. And that's what I think, you know, a lot of people have to be conscious of is, you only have so much time. You can cross post on a lot of these mm-hmm. things, but supposedly that's bad for the algorithm.
Right.
But you want to make sure that you are where your audience is. And I know, you know, we talk about like our niche isn't anything really, but who are the most common members of Stronger You and where do they lie? It's Facebook. So that's where we will spend most of our time.
Cool. So let's move into more of the sales piece now. So like you've got people, you've got the people in front of you, you've got them like kind of like ready to have that final conversation. So what does that look like usually? Is it a phone call, a video call? Like when you're getting somebody to like close the deal, like, what does that look like?
So now we are actually fine tuning this as we speak, because it used to, way back, it used to be everyone had to talk to somebody to sign up. And then we were like, wait, too many people are coming through the door. It's overwhelming mm-hmm. us. It's actually impacting service. So let's give people an option to sign up directly on the website. So we have that, but we also have a team of member experience specialists, we'll call, fancy word for, you know, the customer service awesomeness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this team will take calls. They will email back. But now we're trying to think of like, how do we fine tune the sales process? And to me, like sales was always kind of a dirty word, mm-hmm, but it was always because I was working in industries that sold something I didn't believe in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's like, we never want to convince someone that they need our product if they don't want it. Mm-hmm. But if they're coming to us, there's something that's driving them there.
Yeah.
And we know that if they join Stronger You, they're probably going to be in a better place than any other diet. And I don't mean that against like, you know, technically we could be looked at as competition. Mm-hmm. I don't mean like we're better than anyone.
Right.
What I mainly talk about is like the keto diets, the, you know, just intermittent fat, all these fad things going on right now. We know that if someone comes to us, they're going to be better. And that's not because we're saying it. It's because the surveys we do say 90%+ of people say we set them up for long-term success than any other diet.
Yeah.
You know, when I see people on these, you know, other popular diets, they're on their 10th try, like literally, like they've been on it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Get off the bus. Let's sell them better and more effectively. Mm-hmm. And it's not selling, it's solving problems.
Yeah.
So if we can show people we can solve their problems, everyone wins.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Sorry, I was a little verbose there.
No, man. Listen, don't apologize anymore for that. Yeah. The more you share, the better, in my opinion.
And it's like this. Is your life better with us or without us?
Yeah.
That's the question you have to answer.
Yeah.
And most people won't know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so – like, I'll never say, like, hey, listen to what I say. I don't use any, like, fancy sales tactics. It's like, go look at what our members say.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And we're not perfect, but holy crap, do we try to make the member experience awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I relate with the, like, I am not, not a salesy person, by any means. Like I am the opposite. I struggle with like, so my call, like for me, I'm obviously not on like a, like big company level, like you guys are. It's just me. So, you know, like for me at this point, the process is somebody goes onto my website, or, you know, if they contact me via Messenger or whatever it is, like they fill out, I have a link to a survey they fill out. And then that's like, takes them to my Calendly link. And then we get on the call and I talk through that survey, and it's like, I try to address directly how this part of my program is going to deal with this obstacle that you have, you know, from where you want to be from where you are to where you want to be. Now, as things grow, I know that like that won't work, you know, forever if I get to a point where, you know, if I do decide to scale it to a point where, you know, maybe I'm hiring another coach, things like that. And it gets like to where more people are coming in the door. I can imagine like you've got to find something else. But
it was crazy, man. It was for a while. I was doing literally everything for way too long than I should have, you know, looking back when you think of like, what would you have done differently? Mm-hmm. I would have hired a little bit more help on the administrative side, or member experience side, way sooner, because I was answering inquiries, I was doing customer service, I was assigning members to coaches, I was coaching, so it was like I don't know how I did it.
Just on your screen time on your phone was like 23 hours a day.
I had a callus. I joke about this. I had a callus on my pinky because the case I had like a certain kind of nub. And just resting on my pinky for hours and hours a day.
Yeah, it's a mark, just like a mark of success.
Yeah, well, that's the stuff nobody sees. They come across us now, and they're like, oh, they have a big business. It's like, I used to have calluses on my fingers.
Yeah, they don't see that piece. So let's moving into kind of like client retention here, right? So like I think that you hear people say, you know, it's way better to just like retain the clients that you have than to be, you know, to let them organically like spread the word for you, just like we were talking about, rather than to be constantly on the hunt for more clients. What kind of things, obviously results is a big one. So, but like what kind of things would you say make people stick around?
I say connection. I say if their experience is good with their coaches and with us as a company, I think they're going to want to stick with it because they know the benefits of long-term adherence on a nutrition program or a diet, call it. Yeah. So it's not really anything like fancy. Like, yeah, we have some things up our sleeve that we're going to maybe roll out to make people. And it's funny because, again, like the sales thing, it's such a dirty word for me, and retention is part of that. And I'm like, I don't want anyone to feel like I'm trapping them. Right. What I want them to think, and I stole this line from one of our coaches, Winnie, is your life better with us or without us?
Yeah.
We know that the Hawthorne effect, the idea where if you're being watched, you act differently. Mm-hmm. We know that if you're with us, you're going to be better.
Right.
And I don't think, you know, I totally am aware of everyone's finances because I came into this world from banking years ago. So I don't want to pretend that we're cheap or we're free. Right. I just think the value we provide for what we charge, it's a better life. Like what is that worth?
Yeah.
Oh man, it gets me all fired up.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so awesome.
So it's like, hey, we know you're going to be better here. We're not going to convince you to stay, but we're going to set you up and treat you right and, you know, do the best we can and provide everything we can to make you happy and see what happens. If you don't want to be here, that's totally cool. Yeah. Our whole thing is we want you to do well no matter what. If you're paying us or not, you're cool.
So pretty much like you'd say what makes people stick around. And I agree. Like I don't like the businessy words. I use the businessy words just so that people are able to like connect what I'm saying quickly. But like, you know, retention, I mean, for you, you would basically say results and then like the connections are the two main things for people.
And we've rolled out things like monthly payments through Affirm to make it more accessible.
Yeah.
We offer more stuff. Our coaches are very good at transitioning people from like, you know, certain diet phases to others.
Yeah.
We're very good at being like, hey, you hit your goal and I know you think the diet is over, but if you stick with us through maintenance, we're going to solidify those results and those habits. And you're going to learn how to transition with some help. You're not going to be alone. So yeah, I mean, again, the whole, you know, retention sales, it's like dirty words. I don't want because I don't like being sold every day. Right. Someone's hitting me up to sell me something. Yeah. I've become so like jaded towards random messages because someone just wants my money.
Yeah.
And it's like, solve my problem and I'll throw as much money as you want.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's what we're trying to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's the same. I mean, probably not on the same level that you get them, but every day too, I get like, you know, somebody trying to help me like grow my business or somebody trying to, you know, whatever it is. Like, it's always like, if the first message I ever get from somebody is a sell, like, no, I'm not even, you know, or I'll respond, but I'll say no thanks. Like,
And LinkedIn is tough with that too. Yeah. Like I've been messing around over there a little bit, but it's, same. You know, you'll get a message that says, I was on your website. I see you have a lot of problems. I'll send you a report if you want to do. I'm like, wait, what the heck? We just redid it.
Yeah. Did they really even like look at the website?
Dude, they're like, I can grow your business 2 times. I'm like, if you grew my business 2 times, we'd go out of business because we don't have enough people. So yeah. No, I don't want that.
Yeah. You just showed me that I should not hire you.
Right. I want slow and steady, man. Slow and steady. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm not trying to be a one hit wonder.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, man. So here's kind of the next question. And this is moving a little bit out of like the standard business stuff, but I like to ask this one kind of like, continuing to grow, not just as a company, but like you personally as the, you know, the owner, CEO, person who started this company, like, what are some things that you do to continue like growing? You know, I think a lot of times, and I ask this question because I think a lot of times people, when they start something, they already like, they have a certain skill set, they have a certain amount of knowledge about a topic. And so they go in and they just try to like ride that forever. You know what I mean? But like, I think the most successful people are the ones who are continuing to learn and continuing to like hone their craft and learn the newest stuff. So what would you say are some of the ways that you are dedicated to like self-improvement as it applies to your business?
Yeah, I would say first, it sounds funny, but just I get to sleep. I sleep really well. I de-stress. I don't worry about things that really aren't a big deal. I separate them into certain buckets. Like this bucket is the stuff I can do things about and I'll attempt to change that. This is the bucket that I need to live with and I'm going to just work around it.
Yeah.
And then the cliche stuff, like I still get, you know, new certifications in nutrition. I still go all in on certain topics when I'm interested in it. Like I was into marketing stuff for a little while. Now I'm back into nutrition stuff. I'm diving back into that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll get into like psychology stuff. But one of the tips I have that sounds kind of counterintuitive to what I just said is read fewer books, but act more on the ones you already read. So I think I think it's interesting. This everyone is like book junkie. They want to read and consume so much stuff, but you know, a month later, they don't even remember it because they didn't act on any of it. So I go through books very slowly. I have a highlighter in my hand the whole time. And then I go through it again and I take notes on it to see what the heck I was thinking when I highlighted it. So that's some of the stuff. Sleep, de-stress, read some books, but not too many. Act on, practice your craft, right?
Yeah. And did I catch in there that you kind of will focus your time like kind of in phases, like you focus on marketing for a while, you focus on nutrition for a while? It's not kind of all happening at the same time, or you kind of
have a focus? Sometimes it's sometimes I'll have a focus, but I won't really have like a focus on that focus. What I mean is I won't have any structured timelines, like for 2 months I'll be at this. I'll just be like, all right, I want to get through this book, I want to do that course, whatever, and then move on.
Cool
I always think about it like, I sorry to cut you off.
No.
I always think about it like backwards. Like, what is the problem I'm trying to solve? Do I want to know why people think the way they think? Okay, let me dig into that.
Yeah.
Do I want to get exposure for stronger you? Okay, let me think of that stuff.
So, yeah, that's awesome, man. So when it comes to planning, so last thing, like kind of nuts and bolts here. So I know a lot of companies, a lot of, you know, people who run their own businesses and things, like they have these long, long-term plans, like very long-term goals. Other people don't have many goals at all. They're just kind of, you know, day to day. Like what is planning and setting goals and things look like for Stronger You?
So it's kind of interesting because I look at it like the weight loss thing. You know, someone's like, well, you know, when they create a number goal that they want to see on the scale, I'm like, well, but you don't know what's going to happen along the way.
Yeah.
Like, and then if you get close to it and you're not there yet, you start doing like really emotional driven stuff rather than logical just to achieve that thing.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't really have a goal because when I think back, you know, our COO and my best friend, Mike Alessi, told me, you know, 4 years ago now, he's like, this thing is going to be a 50 person operation. And I told him he was an idiot. there was a curse word in there though.
Yeah.
And now it's a 70 plus people thing. And the thought of this many people being involved in this little ecosystem would have made me like pass out at that point.
Yeah.
But we're doing it well because we have such a good team that works great together and collaborates and sees like the future for what it can be without having like some crazy goal. Like you know, our goals are not number based, whether that's revenue or members. It's just like, let's just do a good job, scale this thing properly, not compromise service, get better at it, get, you know, smarter at coaching, and just make this like super friggin' cool. So yeah. I don't really have a strict goal, but that's it, man. Every day it's like, it's process oriented versus goal oriented.
Yeah. So. I like that.
That's totally, totally in sync with the whole dieting culture.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thought, man. It's like, I'm not here to make $10 million.
Yeah.
I never started this to make a dollar. I just want to friggin' help people, you know?
Yeah. And then the money just kind of comes when you're authentic and do what you care about.
But that's a whole other discussion. Once you have some, it's like, okay, like what's different? That doesn't make you happy.
Right.
And that's I would love to talk to a bunch of fitness professionals about that, because I see so many that for some reason chasing this six figure number.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that even mean? You're going to get it and then you're going to want more anyway.
Yeah.
So don't let that be the driver. That's foolish.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, I don't know. I see that too. And I'm always kind of like, you know, I don't know if it's because so many of the like business coaches throw that six figure thing out, or if it's more like the, like, I don't know if you've read or heard, like Grant Cardone has this like 10 times rule thing that he puts out. So it's just like, if you want to make $100,000, shoot for $1 million, you know what I mean? And I don't know where it comes from either, but it's not, don't get me wrong. I mean, I have financial goals like for our family as a result of the business, but like, yeah, I totally get
Don't get me wrong. Like I am big into that stuff. Like, you know, 401ks, like investments, like don't waste your money because you never know what can happen. Be secure. But like, if you get a bunch of money and you think you want certain things, you're not going to buy them because you're smart enough to know that's a dumb decision.
Yeah.
So just, you know, like what brings you happiness? That's what you shoot for.
So, all right. So kind of just in the spirit of wrapping up here, a few quick questions. So this is the big one, I know. Like, what would you tell somebody looking to start a small business? So let's say that you meet somebody who, let's say that they are either in the very, very early stages, like they have started, they have like their first client maybe, or it's somebody who's like, hey, I'm literally about to do this. Like and they're just asking you like, what's one thing that you tell me that you're doing? Like, yes. I know it's hard, but
what is hard?
Take your time.
No, I think I get it. We often don't sell the product we think we sell. So what I mean is like when I started, I'm like, I'm a nutrition person. And then you realize like you're a like relationship person. You're an experienced person. You're a just better life person. I even think of it like the landscapers, right? They're like, oh, I'm a grass cutter, I'm a planter, I'm a builder, like I do that. It's like, no, man, you're giving people an awesome experience.
Yeah.
So focus on that stuff. So many people are really good at their craft. Mm-hmm. Like in our world, you know, if we're really, really good at the nutrition stuff, it doesn't matter if we're not good at the human stuff and the speed and the availability and the emotional intelligence. So when you think in business, whatever you're selling, don't think of it as just the product. Think of it holistically. Every single part of an interaction is important.
I love that, man. So here's one, and this is a question that I'm only asking the first like 10 or so people because there's a new podcast and I want to make it better. But what would you say, like, we've gone through these questions. Are there any questions that you, like, if you were a listener of this podcast, would have thought, like, oh, I wish you would have asked that, or this would have been helpful to hear answered? Like, are there any other questions that we haven't covered that you think would be good in here?
No, dude, honestly, I've been on a lot of podcasts like this, and this is one of the better ones because it got us really thinking about the obscure stuff, not just how do you get clients and stuff like that.
Right.
So, man, I don't know.
You don't have to come up with one, but
no. And I think it's great that this is geared towards just business owners and not just a specific type,
because
like we talked about before we got on the air, when you really learn, like I learned things from my dentist,
it's
crazy. I learned things from, you know, my inspiration Maybe one of those questions, like who or how do you get your inspiration to do things the way you do them? For me, it's the opposite. I don't get inspiration from many people in terms of what they do right. I get inspiration from people about what they do, what I think is wrong, and what I would do better. I often joke, one day I'm going to start like a little like customer service consulting business. I'm just going to go to all these local businesses, buy their service, and then send them something that tells them what they don't do right and how I can help them.
That's smart, man.
It's crazy, man. Like you buy a car, right? You buy a car, it's an amazing experience, and they just send you on your way. I'm like, man, if I was selling this car, I would ask these people, I would give them like a free oil change if I could tag them on social media, talk about their story, do a video, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much opportunity. And some of that stuff I cannot wait to do.
Right. So. That's awesome, man.
There's so many like crazy ideas in my head that I can't wait to like unleash them. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I would guess that's probably a huge part of why your company is successful, because that's so important to you.
I think we think differently. You know, people look at us and they're like, oh, they're just a bunch of nutrition coaches that are doing well. And it's like, dude, we have like lunatics over here. Like I wear that as a badge of honor now because I don't stop. I think of it like from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, I'm like, how can we do better?
That's awesome. Cool, man. And then if people want to find you, obviously, like what would you say are the best places for them to find you online?
Instagram at mdola. He might have to spell that out for him.
I will. I'll put it in the show notes.
My Facebook, Mike Dola. I rarely accept new members or new people on Facebook because I'm like at the max. So if I ever say anything controversial, I might get some deletions in there.
Have some spouts open.
But my email is mike@strongeru.com. Okay. And that's the letter U. So I'm kind of all over the place. I'm pretty easy to find online. That's cool. Where my people are. So
cool. Awesome, man. And I usually wrap up with a, like, what's your why question? Why do you do this? But I think you've pretty much already answered that. Just because you love it and you care about helping people with this.
It's crazy. And it's funny you say that, cause there's a book next to me, the Simon Sinek, Start With Why. Mm-hmm. Like every decision I make is like, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
And like, this is like, because like people need to learn how to eat better. That's the barrier between where they are and a better life.
Yeah.
That more so than money. It's crazy what food can change.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And not getting this out there is like a disservice to those people. So it's
love
crazy,
that, man. Well, Mike, I really appreciate it, man. Thanks for being willing to take some time out of your schedule and come on and just share with us, man. I think it was really, really awesome information.
This was fun, man. I had a really good time.
Man. Hey, Brandon again. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed it, got anything from it, please tune back in and please share it with any other small business owners in your life.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brandon Woodruff. Welcome to the Small Business Podcast, where every week I interview a different small business owner in businesses just kind of all over the spectrum and just really get practical, really find out who they are, but then really just dig into how they run their business. And I ask questions that you can hear the way they answer it, and you can take things that can apply to your business and fit your context and just make them work for you. My goal with this is to just make us all as small business owners better, more efficient with our business and how we run it, and help us to get whatever it is we believe in and we're selling out there to the world in a better way. So that's the goal. My guest today is Ren Jones. He is the owner and founder of Fitness Jones Training. So I can't wait for you guys to hear what he had to say. He's somebody that I've been connected with online for a while, and a group of trainers, and he's just a really, really solid trainer. There are not many trainers, to be honest with you, that I will have on the show, and he is one of the few that I would put on here because I love his message and the way he conducts himself and does things. Just a quick plug before we jump in. I am an online fitness coach. So if you are somebody who is struggling with just knowing what to do and all the noise out there, struggling with being consistent or struggling to kind of press on to whatever the next thing is, the next step you need to take, shoot me a text, 251-635-8055, or just find me on Facebook, Woodruff Fitness, pretty much any social media, and I am happy to just go back and forth with you, see how I can help. If that turns into you being a client of mine and me actually coaching you, cool. Or if it's just me answering some questions and helping you get on the right track, I'm happy to do that as well. I love it. Also, I have a used furniture company called Kansas City Used Furniture. If you want to follow along there and see that kind of stuff, for whatever reason, you can follow that on Facebook at Kansas City Used Furniture, and same name on Instagram. All right, hope you guys enjoy this episode. Let me know, as always, what you think.